Hi, good morning, Gene.
Morning.
Mark Rainey and John Frederick here, and I assume you're cool with us recording our conversation?
I was hoping.
First of all, we're so excited to have an opportunity to chat. As you can probably tell, I'm a little nervous, so if you could say anything to put me at ease, I would appreciate it.
I promise I will never release those photos of you and the farm animals.
That's good.
Thank you.
No promises for me, though,
right.
Gene?
No, you get nothing.
Okay, good.
Thank you for your genius, for your musicianship, and your marketing genius, and just all of it. And what do you want to tell us as we're getting ready for the band to come to town next week?
Well, look, here we are 42 years on. Kiss started off as a kind of a bizarre idea. We wanted to put together the band we never saw on stage, and we took it deadly seriously. It's like, how about when I was growing up and I was a kid, I'd see guys with bare feet, cross-legged on the floor, playing acoustic guitars on Persian carpets and lighting up incense, and that was a concert. I'm going, really? I'm paying full price for that? And the answer, my friend, is blown. What? Where are the bombs? Where's the spectacle? Where's the thing? So we decided to take, you know, do a band that has take no prisoners. So from show one until, I hope, the very last show we ever do, it's about being guilty as charged of making a complete spectacle out of ourselves. Every show we introduce ourselves, after all, with "You wanted the best, you got the best, the hottest band in the world, Kiss." So those words have to be true. So we've put millions of bucks into a show that, you know, kind of defies belief. You've got levitating drum risers and flying bass players and fire breathing, and Paul flies off the stage to the back of the hall and more firepower than most third world countries. So if you're going there to sit, you know, in your seat, you're going to be sorely disappointed, because you're going to be seeing the person in front of you. His butt is going to be in your face, because that guy's going to be on top of it, you know, standing on his seats, because he's heard about the legend. And let me tell you, the legend is true. So here we are 42 years on. Kiss is America's number one gold record award-winning band of all time in all categories. And we never played the singles game. We got there the old-fashioned way. We came to cities like yours, and where we're coming back to prove that we got the goods and we are the champs. And we're teaming up, I'm proud to say, starting July 4th, we started Tucson, Arizona, outdoors in 102-degree weather, and we're teaming up with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and we're hiring vets. And we're going to pay them, give them jobs, and they're going to be joining our road crew and putting on the best show in the world, period.
I absolutely have to agree. I mean, I've been to a lot of concerts in my life. I caught a Kiss show for the first time. It's been a lifelong dream of mine to see you guys in concert, because I've heard about the pageantry, the mightiness of Kiss. I had to go see it for myself. It took me forever to get there, but I finally did. And not only did you blow me away, but I was witness to the most confetti I've ever been witness to in my entire life. It was amazing.
Well, more is a good word as far as we're concerned. And your girlfriend's been lying all these years. Size does count. And that's what we're about. We're not about the subtlety. We're about the kick in the nuts. And when we do outdoor shows, our road crew calls local airports to make sure they don't send low-flying planes overhead, because we will knock them out of the sky. So everything we do is about spectacle, and oh yeah, we play your favorite songs. But our job is to give you magic time. You know, a sort of a respite, a kind of a chill factor of forget about the traffic jam outside, forget that the rest of the world is going crazy. You're there to basically celebrate being alive. And freedom to rock is what it's about. You know, in this country, we're free to express ourselves, do anything we like, gather in public. We're free to rock. And rock was invented here in America. In other countries in the world, if you did that, you'd be found in a can of dog food.
I've been in radio since 1977, and it seemed like in the old days, people who really rocked like you guys, a little bit heavier, a little bit harder, you'd all end up like Ozzy Osbourne. You are the complete opposite.
Well, you know, when you look back on it, your mom was right all the time. She really was right. She said, stay away from drugs and booze and eat your vegetables and get plenty of rest. She was right. And all your stupid friends were idiots, and they were your enemies. You can almost understand the drugs and drinking bucket loads of booze if it made your schmeckle bigger and if you became witty and smarter and all that. You can understand that. But when you think about it, if you drink bucketfuls, you're going to be throwing up on your girlfriend's shoes. Your schmeckle won't work. The next day you'll have a headache. And trust me, none of your friends will come over and say, boy, you were funny or really deep last night. No, you're going to look like a fool, and it just doesn't work. I mean, I get it. And you don't have to be shot by a gun to know it doesn't work. So I've literally never been high or drunk. It doesn't appeal to me. But you're certainly, and anybody is certainly free to make their own decisions about life. My decisions in my life, imagine I'm lining up with everybody else to run a race, right? Because life is a race.
Right.
And some of the guys are drunk and some of the guys are high. Who's going to win the race?
You.
Clearly.
I think so.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, clearly.
Well, you're winning the race of rock and roll, that's for sure. Hall of Fame, you got inducted into the Hall of Fame recently. That was a big thrill to see Kiss finally making it into the Hall of Fame.
You know, quite honestly, we were inducted into the Hall of Fame as soon as the fans started showing up at our concerts. While the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame may be another one of those awards you put on the shelf,
sure,
an award doesn't clap and stand on its feet and give you emotion. The only kind of award that really means something is when the fans and the band, you know, sort of celebrate that thing. And remember, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, people don't get to vote. It's backroom politics.
Right.
So I don't have anything against the Hall of Fame. It just, you know, it's one of those things you put on your mantle and then you move on with your life. We've always been about whatever happens on that stage is electric church for us. Glory, glory, hallelujah. And you get up there and we treat it deadly seriously. From the moment we get up on that stage, we intend to make you forget about every other band you ever saw. And all the new bands out there, all you little boys, you come up on stage, get in the ring, let us show you how the big boys do it.
We're probably running out of time. We want you to know that we're pushing the big concert. We've talked about Kiss in Vegas. Tommy was on with us last month. The Rock and Brew. Think the stuff you're doing with Vets and have done with Vets is just absolutely terrific. But we wanted to run something by you in terms of how we're giving away Kiss tickets.
Yeah, what we've been doing, Gene, is we've been getting out our big spin wheel, and we've been playing a little game called Kiss or Diss, where the caller, the listener of our radio station, we spin the wheel for them. If it lands on Kiss, naturally, they're going to your concert. They're excited.
Wow.
But if
That's
it great. Lands on Diss, we've been having them get insulted by the one and only Gene Simmons. We found some clips that we used, you insulting other people, and we're playing them for the listener. So you've been insulting our fan base, the losers of our game.
Oh, my goodness. What's one of the insults?
If you greet me with open arms, you also have to greet me with open legs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I have prettier skin than you. That kind of thing. But we're sort of running short on insults. We were wondering if it would not be too much trouble to ask you to insult us. So we've got some extras.
Sure, you're hung like a second grader. But why take it out on me?
I was born and raised in Oregon City, Gene, if that gives you any ammo.
Please leave the farm animals alone.
I married a cute little Jewish girl from L.A., though, so I do have that in my corner.
I have no comment.
Okay, all right.
We were prepared in case you said, hey, I'm not going to do that, you couple of jackasses.
Yeah.
We thought, well, maybe since you're really smart and like Teflon, that we could possibly try and insult you.
Sure you can.
Okay, well,
I insult myself.
Well, I mean, we realize, you know, we don't have the money you have. We don't have the creative powers
so
that
what?
You have.
We all have to poop every day.
That's true. And you know, some say we're not as good looking as you. I beg to differ. I'm pretty good looking.
I might argue with that.
Well, of course you would, but you'd be wrong.
Do you want to hear a couple we had prepared?
Okay.
Can't wait.
You look too close to each other, so come on, admit it. You and Claude Akins are the same person.
And you don't think I know who Claude Akins are, huh? Yes. He played lots of bad guys in movies. I know exactly who Claude Akins is. I thought he was a good-looking guy.
Where do you have your wigs made, and who takes them for a walk?
I have them made the same place Donald Trump does.
Hey, speaking of Trump, you want to say anything about the Donald?
I think celebrities should basically keep their big pie holes shut. That includes me and everybody else. Who cares what Gene Simmons has to say politically? I think everybody should vote their conscience, get into the voting booth, and they have a curtain there. And the reason for the curtain is you should be voting your conscience. What you can say about Donald is that he's a great father. His kids have turned out terrifically, well-spoken, they work, you know, they're respectful and polite and all that kind of stuff. But politically, you can argue until you're blue in the face. Let people vote their conscience and forget about what George Clooney or Gene Simmons or anybody else has to say.
There was one other here. Tell the truth. Cher put you in your place more times than you can count.
Yes.
Okay. Gene, thank you so much.
Absolutely love you, man. We're so excited for you to come and just put Eugene in the spotlight of rock and roll for one night. It's these people who have never seen you in concert have no idea what they're up against. They're going to be blown away. They're going to come back from these concerts as lifelong Kiss fans. And I mean, what else can I say? I'm a huge fan. You've done it all, movies, comic books. You hung out with Scooby-Doo, for crying out loud.
And you were very cool with us, man. Thank you.
God bless you, and we love you, Gene.
All the best, guys.
Take care, brother.